hatching eggs.
Well, it's cackling. No, wait a minute, setting.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I was thinking of after it laid the egg, it cackles.
What about the little structure they keep chickens in? Maybe it's a movable one. It's just a small thing with wire around it or something.
Well, whether it's one to transport them in, that's a chicken crate. Or whether you're thinking of a permanent place to keep chickens on your place, it's a chicken yard, or the house would be chicken coop.
And this bone in the breast of a chicken shaped like this?
Oh, that's generally referred to as a wishbone.
And the things that you put your feet in when you ride a horse?
That's a stirrups.
You say it's not very far over there, it's just a little, what?
It's just a little ways.
And on the
a little ways over.
It's a long way.
That's funny too. You say a little ways over, but a long way.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know why that is.
When are you going to get around to this past tense for drag? You run into that, they drug him.
All right, that's, I was going to get to it eventually.
I just jumped a gun on that.
Yeah, well, what would you say? Would you say drug?
No, I don't say drug, I say dragged.
Right. You know, I think I'd say drug. He drug it off, dragged it. No, I don't know. I guess I would say dragged. Well, so while we're on this drag business, he has, would you say he has dragged it or he has drug it?
I just don't like drug at all. I'd say he's dragged it.
Well, what about somebody's looking for a store where they can buy a certain article? You say, "Oh, you can find that." Meaning, you want to say that any store he goes to will have that very likely. You say, "Oh, you can find that any."
You can find that any place. Or anywhere, any place, I'd say.
Well, that's what I wanted to find out whether you said.
Yeah, which I'd use.
What about these little ditches that the plow cuts in the field?
Well, they're furrows.
And they raised a big what of wheat this year. They raised a big.
Oh, a big crop.
And then. When the settlers came, they had to get rid of all the trees and stuff.
Well, they cleared the place.
And then there are several bushel baskets of apples in this place, and you're going to buy some apples. And the man says, how many apples do you want? Say, oh, give me about two. Two of these, how would you put it? Two
of these. Oh, give me you mean to break up the bushel?
No, you want two whole ones. What I'm trying to find out is, do you say two bushel or two bushels?
I'd say two bushel.
And would you, if something measured in pounds, would you say 2 pounds or 2 pounds?
I'd say 2 pounds. I'd be inclined to say 2 pounds of something and give me 2 bushel of it.
Well,
it's not consistent, but
like distance, say it's about two. It's about 3 what down the road?
Well, I'd say 3 miles down the road. I'd take a guess on it.
Mm-hmm. Then, do you consider what about this operation that they do on the oats, for example?
It's thresh.
Now, would you say that...